You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Live guest here on the line, joining us from somewhere undisclosed. We'll find that out very shortly. We have Tyler Smith from the US band Druk, who are coming on a big old tour around New Zealand. They're playing like 15 dates, which is nuts. And they're playing at the Crown with a whole lot of very talented people this Hatu Day, Saturday. Good morning to you, Tyler. How are we?
Good morning, Zach. I'm great. I'm really happy to be here, not just like on air with you, which is still a novelty for me, but also just in Aotearoa in general. It's a kind of bonkers country. And the fact that we get to do so many shows, it is like 16 shows here, is pretty remarkable. Stoked to be here, for real. Like, yeah. It's so simple, but yeah, for real.
Oh, that's awesome. You're in the country right now. You will be in... Oh, gosh. Are you in, like, Auckland at the moment?
Right now, we're in Raumati South. We're just close to the coast. I feel like everything is close to the coast here, though. So I feel like everything in this country is off the coast. So we're 35 minutes north of Wellington. We have another day off today. And then tomorrow we'll be playing a show in Nelson. We were supposed to play in Tauranga on Sunday, but Lisa, our vocalist, she lost her voice, actually, which has never happened before. So Whoa. We just had to play it safe. And yeah, we had two shows in Hamilton on Friday, two shows in Auckland on Saturday. I think it was that back-to-back that really did it in. But the 3 days off in a row is really good for us.
The ear here is just too clean. It's destroying the vocals.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, we have this that stuffy East Coast air, man. You know, we've just been traveling. We've been on tour since March 5th, and it was 5.5 weeks stateside. And we're in a lot of different environments, indoors and outdoors. And then the travel over here, I think it's an amalgamation of things. But we have some respite today, yesterday, tomorrow. We'll start anew, and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Your band and you are originally from Richmond, Virginia, which was the capital of the U.S. Confederacy before and during the Civil War. Is there a big sort of Confederate nostalgia thing over there? Like, is it quite ingrained into the city's culture?
Yes. It's actually not just Richmond that has Confederate lineage that's still visible in the southeastern United States. I mean, Richmond was the capital. It was where the war ended. I mean, technically, the Appomattox Courthouse was where the war was signed into surrender. But yeah, there were, up until 2020, 7 or 8 monuments to Confederate generals, soldiers. There's a building for the Daughters of the Confederacy, which is a very successful kind of lost cause program that was founded, I think, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, basically reframing the context of the Civil War to say it was about states' rights, it was about personal liberties, rather than like the actual issue of like legitimized chattel slavery, etc. I'd say that once you hit Richmond, going south on I-95, which is the interstate that clings the eastern seaboard, you start to see like legitimate Confederate flags, Confederate iconography, but it's not like everywhere. You just notice it after a certain point as you start to go south, further south into the United States eastern seaboard. So culturally, yes, it does permeate some things, but it is like a bit background to people who live their normal everyday lives, but it's not forgotten, you know.
Mm. Is Richmond a relatively sort of progressive city, despite its history, or is it more Republican or redlined?
So, like many states in the United States, you have these heat maps of red or blue, and Virginia is red in the exterior for the most part. There's a lot of rural parts of Virginia. It's a big part of Appalachia, which is a beautiful part of the country that I wish everyone on the entire planet would be able to visit. It's pretty stunning. But like most places, you have these urban hubs that are very blue. Richmond's one of those places. I'd say Richmond is an incredibly progressive city, but also susceptible to being bubbled up. And like most places where you have urban populations that are comparatively progressive, you forget very quickly that 30 minutes, 40 minutes outside the city, the the way people think and talk is very different. Not necessarily bad. Like, I don't mean to demonize people that don't live in an urban area. Just that it does, it's, the shift can be quite dramatic sometimes. But yeah, I mean, there's a ton of, like, there are a ton of progressive thinkers and organizations in Richmond proper that are connected nationally that do a lot of good work. And it's a good place to be based up, both like principally and in the music world, as far as I'm concerned.
Awesome, awesome. I want to get on to the band Druk. You've been described as a freakily locked-in band, to which you've replied, you're not as locked-in as some people think. Is that you being nonchalant? You're wanting to be like, oh, I'm actually not that locked in. We're actually locked off.
We're not. I think 90% locked in is accurate. I think 90% locked in is actually as good as we've been able to get it so far. And that 90% leaves room for error. And that's really, like, looking for more places to make big mistakes in our live set has been really rewarding. To be 100% locked in is to be, as we've found it in the context of Druk, increasing the potentiality for staleness, for stiffness. And I think 90% locked in gives you enough space to mess up really bad and be embarrassed, which keeps you on your toes. And that is so funny that you mentioned that Wikipedia entry, which I think you're reading from, because the addendum, the response to the freakily locked in, that was made like on this tour, I think like a couple weeks ago. Someone updated it. I don't know who it was. It wasn't us. But someone asked us and they said, oh, well, then Wikipedia doesn't reflect that. Let's go update that. 90% locked in. But it's true. You know?
And the 10% also leaves room for improv. I feel like if you're too locked in, you don't have any flow. You know, it's like you're just reading off a script almost.
Yeah, I think there's still, I mean, the song, the lengths of each song is pretty much set in stone. So we can't really, except for some moments where we can extend endings and have like kind of gooey amorphous interludes, outerludes, like those can be in the moment, feel it out, determine the length with how you want to do it in that moment. But structurally, things don't really change that much. Parts and delivery, that's, I'd say, more improvisational. And there's still like a lot of life in that, even though we can't like extend a chorus by 8 bars, or we can't do or we choose not to do things where we're like a bit more jammy. There's still some of that that finds its way into like parts I play behind the drums or Lisa's vocal performances. So I don't know. There's a little bit of both worlds, but we definitely have structure, like generally, not just song structure, but like a kind of structure to our set that is adhered to pretty rigorously. But that's how we do it. That's how our live set has felt the best.
Awesome.
So it's for a reason, you know?
Speaking about your live set, I want to talk about your lifestyle. I read on Wikipedia that you guys are big anime heads and like to watch anime together. A favorite for you guys is Neon Genesis. You watch any other good animes lately?
Okay, this is, you know, you're actually giving us, this is great, you're giving us some redemption. So this Wikipedia article is being fed off of scraps. I mean, these are like, the sources cited were like two interviews from 2019.
Okay.
In the fall when we had completely different members. I love Neon Genesis. That's a very formative series for me. And I have tried to force feed it to Lisa and Matthew, who both like it, but just like, it's not of like immediate interest to them. Other anime I've seen recently? That's a great question. I've been rewatching the original Naruto series recently.
How long is that?
Man making me. How long is the original Naruto series?
Yeah, I feel like it's unending.
One Piece is like truly unending.
Yeah.
The original Naruto is like, I don't know, like 150 episodes.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
As far as the anime is concerned, yeah, it's that's like short and sweet.
Yeah.
But we watch a lot of films together. That's kind of where we've settled. Just last night we watched Paris, Texas. It's been on our list for a while. We've been talking about it for ages.
Beautiful movie.
We go to see a lot of movies on tour when we can. Like last night we were supposed to go walk down to this theater close to the house and see the drama, because that just feels like the best thing that's playing that we could have seen. But it was raining so hard last night. Couldn't do that. But we do watch a lot of films together, like a couple times a week, even on tour.
I can vouch the drama is Very, very good movie. You got to watch it. You got to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm convinced. The it feels like if you see one trailer or another, there's like three trailers. I think two of them are totally misrepresentative. But there's one trailer that does such a good job of convincing you to watch the movie. And that's the one I saw. So I'm going to go see it.
True. I think Ian Jorgensen, the guy who runs Camp Aloham, is organizing this tour. And correct me if I'm wrong. But do you have a lot of big New Zealand music knowledge prior to getting in contact or prior to Ian contacting you?
No, honestly, nothing of note. Nothing that would surprise you, I would say. And thankfully we have someone like Ian who can organize a tour of this size and of this kind of weirdness, which is something that really excited us because it's very unorthodox and it feels like we're learning a lot more than most bands get to about the New Zealand music scene and music history down here. But before then, yeah, absolutely Jack Nuppin.
You got any faves that you've heard of now?
Well, the bands we've played with so far have really been interesting. There are these two bands, these two like younger bands we played with, the Auckland All Ages shows. CTO, I forget what their full name was. And then also CCTV.
Oh, CCTV.
Those were really fun. Yeah. And Halftime, we played with them in Hamilton at night. Boilermaker, we played with... I'm forgetting something. Honestly, I'm so used to on the state side knowing every band we've played with for that tour. But since we did absolutely none of the work for this tour, it's not coming as easily. But I feel like I'm learning more about the DIY scene than about the chart toppers, the ones who made it out, so to speak. And that kind of interests us more generally, anyways.
Mm. Well, you've got a lot of. Not competition, but you've got a lot of comrades on stage this Saturday in Dunedin. You've got Finance, Ram Raid, You Know Juno, Francesca Griffin and the Bus Shelter Boys, and Dolly Possum. That's quite a lot of different bands. Have you ever shared a stage or shared a gig with six other acts?
Yes, actually, we just did a show in January for our friend's farewell show, a band from Savannah, Georgia, another southeastern state, Holy Ghost Tabernacle Choir. They've been a band for like 6 years, and they just were... They found that it was time to end, and it was like all buddies, homies, family stuff. I think it was 10 bands, 11 bands, started at 2 p.m., ended at 1 a.m. So definitely used to it. I think it's a lot of fun when you had the right lineup and when the occasion is right. And this is just a weird enough occasion, like within the context of the tour itself, for me to anticipate really enjoying it. And also, everything about this tour is novel, and I can find something to enjoy about literally everything. Even the cup of instant coffee I had this morning.
Dude, you know, instant coffee was like, invented in my hometown in Invercargill.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you, bro. Yeah, 1890s.
It's
2 hours south of Dunedin. Wow. I don't know if you're going to be going down there. But yeah.
I know. I think Dunedin's is about as far south on the South Island as we're going to get. I hope we get to go... into some weirder places in between cities, because I've heard South Island is like take your breath away forever type of place.
Yeah, it takes your breath away, and then there's other little towns. Like there's a town just outside of Dunedin called Kaitangata that has a Christian judo club. So there's little spots like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I do want to mention, because I think you might find this funny. I don't know what township we were in, but it was on the way to Hamilton. We did some gumboot throwing.
Oh, a classic.
There's a gumboot throwing. Yeah, gumboot throwing range. It's hard. I thought it was going to be easy. Yeah, I wish I could. I need to practice my gumboot throwing because I wasn't up to snuff, man.
I'm pretty sure there's a gumboot wall somewhere around New Zealand. You got to find it.
I'll keep my eyes peeled. It's hard to be anything but like wide-eyed in the van right now, the first couple of days we've been here, so I'll keep my eyes peeled.
That's so cool. I've got one last question for you while we have time.
Sure.
Have you got any more material coming out in 2026? Your last project came out in 2024. Can we expect to see some new stuff? Are you going to play some new stuff on stage?
We're playing a ton of new stuff. As for its release date, to be determined. We have been working on stuff for a couple of months now. Close to a year, really, but we've been gone for so long that our timeline for finishing things has just changed quite a bit, because we left, like I said, for tour March 5th and have not been home since. But we're playing a lot of new stuff. on the road. So if you're here at any of these shows in Aotearoa, you're going to hear a lot of new stuff and a lot of old stuff too. It's a good mix, I think.
Cool. Awesome. Well, that's what anyone can hope for. Thank you so much for joining me on the program, Tyler. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a great time traveling around the country before you get to us.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having us. Look forward to seeing y'all.
Oh, of course. Of course. Thank you. All right, people. That was Tyler Smith from the band Druk, who are coming down to Ōtepoti this Hatūre Saturday. They're going to be joined by Finance, Ramraid, Uno Juno, Francesca Griffin and the Bus Shelter Boys, and Dolly Possum. You can find a link to buy a ticket on our gig guide at r1.co.nz/gig guide. We're going to play their track America My Window from their 2024 project The Pure Joy of Jumping. couldn't agree with that more. Here we go. Here is Druk. I'll see you soon enough for Clowning Around at 10:15. Mā te wā.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.